Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission, to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on and off the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smith, the international call.
Hail, all the way from the Neverland. Presenting
Fire Night.
Interface complete.
Fired up. Oh, I almost started singing this song, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Check this out, people. This is Weezy Day Wednesday. This is your host. Captain Smells So Good of the Starship Smell the Prize. Did something appropriate for Weezy Day. Left the goddamn equipment in the car. Yeah. Postponed for about 5 minutes, like 5 minutes, we can restall that shit. It's gonna be a quick little start because I gotta use the old school backup computer, and it's taking a little minute. If anybody ever upgraded one of the old computers. And that shit there, got to get the updated virus definitions and all this old bullshit. That's what the hell I'm going through, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, not moving too swift. But, you know, we're going to make it. We're going to make it do what it do. You know what I'm saying? Right here live. Shouts out to my co-host, Mr. Cyanide. And, goddamn never land world, you know what I'm saying? Never world. And that's how we do it here, man, you know what I'm saying? Launch the Firefox. Oh yeah, that smoker's breath right now. Gee, it took me a long time just to do that, you know what I'm saying? All right, the young voice of adults with the cancer. I read that completely backwards. But yeah. That's the show on Blog Talk Radio. You can check that out. All right, people. What we do here on Weezy Wednesday, man, you know what I'm saying? We light it and don't fight it. Play it. We don't write it. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we do it right here live in the building. Yeah. Waiting on my little Mozilla to load up. But in the meantime, in between time, all right, I am fully protected. All right, you know what I'm saying? Close that out. Time it is. Thank you. Okay, close that out. That's how we're doing it, you know what I'm saying? You gotta keep your shit. I'm going to give y'all some tech news, too, you know what I'm saying? I've done this before, but apparently it needs to be done again. So when I get my porn music and stuff started, that is, I'm going to give y'all you know, a little bit of music, and then I'll give y'all a little bit of info, because that's what we do here. But then you got to definitely fire it up. So if you ain't smoking, I don't know what the you is doing. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what you is doing. Yeah. So what is this? I don't know, manager is working. I'm going to close your ass out, mofo. Yeah, because we're down. We have done we're done with the downloading, you know what I'm saying? And today I was supposed to be throwing some Wheel of Fortune on. Unfortunately, not going to be able to do that one. Simple fact, though, the damn webcam and everything is inside. Fucking bag, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, inside the fucking bag. I don't know what the hell happened to my Mozilla either, because that was supposed to launch. And it didn't. So I'm waiting on waiting on some stop and kick up or what the devil is going to do, you know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, I know everybody probably trying to get into the chat room, too. So give me just a second, and I'll go ahead and pop that open, you know what I'm saying? And we can get that started. And that's what we're going to do. Let me do this so I can better prepare myself and prepare to be astonished. Well, that's how I DJ, you know what I'm saying? People like that shit. So what I'm finna do, I don't need no import with it. Let's get one song on for you. This is my homeboy Young Rich, the Young Rich family, called The Sloppy Walk. And I got some new music coming to you. You know what I'm saying? Before the show, well, throughout the show. So as soon as the Mozilla and stuff uploads, you know, and get started, then that's when I'll start uploading the new tracks. But do got some new music, you know what I'm saying, right here live, Weeds, Day Wednesday, hit me up, 347-237-5125 if you want to get on live. Yeah. Young Rich family, Sloppy Walk, you know what I'm saying, it's going in. If this mother is going to play. If not, it's going to piss me off. Yeah. Come right back at you, people. You already know what time it is. Smoke them if you got them, goddamn it. Yeah. Talk about nowadays. I walk like this because my pockets is sloppy. Hey, boy, I got some creative music that come out, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big, man. I want to give some shots out. You know what I'm saying? I hung out last night with one of my home girls, Miss VIP. You know what I'm saying? We hung out last night. Went down to down at Channel Side, which is a nice little spot down here in Tampa, Florida. And, yeah, man, we had a good time. Get this shit on. And went and checked out the Shorty E. You know what I'm saying? My homeboy Shorty E. Doing his thing real big. And, yeah, each and every Tuesday nights down at Stump's Supper Club. Nice atmosphere, you know what I'm saying? They have the free drinks going on, half off on the food. Yeah, it was a nice little look, you know what I'm saying? Got one of my homeboys, shouts out to the Gemini King, you know what I'm saying, getting up there doing his thing. And, yeah, you know, came out there and supported, you know what I'm saying? It's all independent artists out there that might be down in the Tampa, Florida area, you know what I'm saying, looking for a place to perform. Hit them up, you know what I'm saying? That's DJ Shorty E, Short E, you know what I'm saying? DJ Short E. And, yeah, he doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? Each and every Tuesday nights. But this was kind of fucked me up, you know what I'm saying? If you have a motherfucking, you know, free drinks, anything that's got to do with a lot of alcohol, there is no clean in that. And I mean that because motherfucker himself and got mad because the first dude went up, did his thing, shouts out to Gemini King. But then the second dude went up, Shorty Rock. Dude from New York named Shorty Rock. To me, I'm telling you, all of us in there didn't seem like we heard any curse words, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers talking about they heard curse words. And we was like, what the fuck does curse words have to do? I mean, this is the same spot, y'all. When we first got there, my homegirl left her ID and shit. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, we came for the free drinks and shit to get fucked up. But, you know, came for the ID. And, yeah, fucked around and didn't have it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, oh, look at this bullshit here. Now I got to motherfucking take her all the way back to the house. And, yeah, had to go through the motions and shit. You know what I'm saying? So it was an interesting night, man. Took her all the way back home, though. And, you know, took her home, brought her back so we can, you know, try to make the best of things. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we did. So shouts out to... shout out to her. What the fuck is going on with this Adobe shit, man? God damn. Fuck up out of here, shit. It's freezing everything up to some goddamn download manager, man. I don't give a fuck about no download manager. Down these loads in your mouth. No. Now I'm on the radio. All right, here we go, people. I'm just trying to get back to... pulling up the switchboard and stuff, cause I sometimes if you having you know your damn computer seem like it's going slow or your surfing experience seem like it's going slow, you might want to try switching up your browser. I personally use Mozilla Firefox. It's a little bit smoother and it crashes less than Google Chrome. Google Chrome is fast as hell. But for all the speed, yeah, you lose stability. You know what I'm saying? Therefore, I don't need that. I'd rather just, you know what I'm saying, get it out of live on the Mozilla. At least it's stable. You know what I'm saying? I need something that I can click and won't have to worry about the shit, you know what I'm saying, you know, freezing up on me and all that crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what it likes to do a lot. Mozilla, you know what I'm saying, opens up tabs. And that's the thing, the little difference between what I like about Internet Explorer and Mozilla. You know, the damn Mozilla, you know what I'm saying, all the tabs open up within you know what I'm saying, within the actual browser itself, instead of doing like, come on, this Flash Player bullshit, man. That's why I hate going through all this goddamn update bullshit. Well, you got to update your Flash, and then your Flash has got to be... Man, y'all about to piss me off already. But it's all good, because, yeah, I hold it down for mine. And good thing I didn't shut every fucking thing down like I was sent to. Because I can still play some music, you know what I'm saying? And as soon as this other start motherfucking... Okay, so I can't open up the chat yet. So, people, well, actually, it don't even matter because I got the chat opened up in Michael's and in Explorer. One beautiful thing about that, you know what I'm saying? You need to have two different browsers because some shit might not work on one and it might work on the other one. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But then getting back to what I was talking about, Shorty E and everything, big ups to VIP came out. She hung out, man. We had a good time. Drunk the drink, shots out to the bartender who spilled half a beer on me, but, you know, that was cool. And I guess that's one of the unkept secrets. They got free beer, too. So, yeah, like, I ain't thinking about that. You know, we sitting there trying to suck down juice and shit because, you know, that's what they had. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I'm looking at all the Mexicans, Puerto Rican people and everybody else. They sucking down a good old beer. I'm like, oh, okay, that's the fucking secret. Y'all motherfuckers getting on that beer, you know what I'm saying? You know, the beer is the blow up. Goddamn alcohol is a shrinker, you know what I'm saying? Take all the goddamn lining off your motherfucking ass. And, yeah, good old beer will come through and save you up in there, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what everybody was pretty much drinking on. But, yeah, each and every Tuesday night, man, that's the spot to check out until I get my shit poppy, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, you know, I'm going to be doing what I do, you know what I'm saying? And coming up next month, I will be in the building. Holding it down real big for Miss Buffy, a.k.a. Miss Mouth, right here, you know what I'm saying, representing for all the independent artists, man, because we got a big campaign going on for you, big seminar and everything. Got a lot of people who's come through and conversate and share some real promising ideas on how to make it in the industry. You don't know what I'm talking about. Check this out.
Attention all managers, artists, producers, and music professionals. It's going down. The Miss Mouth Times presents Buck and NR Indie Artist Seminar, Sunday, July 11th, beginning at 6 p.m. at Club Nouveau, downtown Tampa, 1701 North Franklin Street. Only $10 admission, so stop letting others decide your destiny and learn the tools needed to successfully market, promote, and sign yourself. For more info, list of speakers, or performance slots, visit www.themissmouthtime.com or contact Miss Mouth directly at 813-235-5553.
Yeah, good info right there for you. Let's see, I don't need no bloody Microsoft Outlook. I don't use Outlook. So, don't give a fuck about that. Hell, the plug-in for that. I'll get you a plug-in for that one. Install AVG toolbar? No. Set? No. I don't want none of that shit. Get install. Start radio. Stop requested. What the fuck for, man? Why I gotta shut my shit down? God damn. Y'all is blowing the fuck out of me. All right, hold on, people. Let me, y'all mother muda makers. You muda makers. Muda nukas, whatever. Yeah, you muda nukas. Damn it, man. They done shut my whole browser down, people. So, we have to follow the rules of engagement. And, yeah. What the happened? Okay. There we go. Retry that. All right. There we go. Let's get all the Adobe Flash bullshit, whatever together. You know what I'm saying? And then I'll be putting it in there. Now, one fun thing, man, I downloaded, but I can only say it was cool until the motherfucking shit hit all my goddamn hit. I got 3,000 damn about 13 fucking virus, Trojan viruses hit my damn laptop after installing it. But Uvu, OOVOO, even for you motherfuckers out there that ain't done installed it, if you find yourself getting a bunch of tags and shit from viruses just suddenly pinging your damn your antivirus program, you might want to think about the last thing that you installed. And if you're the type of a person that just installs a bunch of shit, and you know what I'm saying, that's not a good thing, because everything that you put on your computer can, you know what I'm saying, be potentially dangerous and shut your shit down. Yeah. So, yeah. And that's cool. They got the Times is now available online. You can download the reader for that through Adobe. They have an app. they got an app for that. You know what I'm saying? It's called the New York Times Times Reader 2.0, where you can read and also print out your own newspaper ads. And, yeah, that can be pretty cool. I can start printing out your own mini newspaper and selling that bitch. You know what I mean? Hey, I got the Mini Times. I got the New York Mini Times on sale. You know what I'm saying? Print out the whole fucking newspaper for that. That bitch on 8x10 paper and shit. Motherfucker looking, reading the little bit of news. I like them, what the fuck is that commercial? They have a Sprite commercial or something like that. Motherfucker have a little kiss in you. You want a little kiss? Then they open up the curtains and little midgets and shit dressed like the group Kiss. You know what I'm saying? That shit, that's funny. I guess you got to see it to really appreciate the value of the joke or the pun that's intended. Yeah, for that. But that was cool. So, you know what I'm saying? Also, shouts out to everybody who hung out at Broke Hoes, you know what I'm saying, the new name for it, Broke Hoes Lounge. And, you know what I'm saying, we out there, everybody just out there chilling like a villain. And we pulled up there about 12:30. It was still good timing, but wasn't nobody in the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Like, god damn. We pull up to the summit, and I don't mean nobody was there. I mean nobody was there, you know? Like, you know? Yeah, you know, and, right, but, shit, my own girl Kiki, she held it down up in the building, and, she can count her goddamn ass off. She told me the correct count of all the shit that I was, tobacco I was missing, and she was on point. I was like, damn, you know what I'm saying? She did a thing, man. Shout out to Miss Kiki, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, people, you know what I'm saying? A beautiful woman, yeah, that, and they smart, yeah, you got to be kind of scared of them. Hey, well, you're like, huh? Are you scared of a beautiful woman? I don't get that one. No, it's not like that. What the hell is going on with this ABG shit? All this shit taking like 30 years to update. I can't get back into anything because everything is trying to update. So it was like I was trying to start a song before the shit updated and the motherfucker shut down. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, goddamn. Okay, Adobe Reader seems to be at 100%. Let's see if that speeds up time. And that's another thing. I know I'm giving you all this tech talk like inadvertently and shit. But, you know, you got to give it when it comes to mine. When you're installing a program, sometimes you can't install two programs at one time because they will cause a conflict. You know what I'm saying? A conflict in your hardware configurations. You know what I'm saying? Or in the software installations, period. You know, because right now I'm trying to download, well, I'm trying to upgrade my AVG antivirus. And then, you know what I'm saying, I'm also trying to update the damn Adobe. So one is going to take up more resources than the other one. You know what I'm saying? And come on, Adobe, you was really pissing me off with this slow shit, man. Jeez, this is the slowest application I ever seen, man. Oh, gee, come on, man. Trying to get back into some music for you guys, you know what I'm saying? Pump it up, get a little groovy spin going on, and, yeah. But, yeah, we have to wait until this can install or whatever the fuck it's going to do. Come the hell on, man. I ain't never seen no shit take this goddamn long to fucking install. Hey, motherfucker, talking about removing it. There wasn't no older version on this son of a bitch. The hell is y'all talking about? Alright, sorry people for the, sorry for the interruption, but this is not controlled by me. I am not, I'm not the cause of what is going down right now. He's talking about is removing an older version of this application. Adobe Reader, which is called the Adobe Acrobat, it's a program that's actually required by majority of all websites, you know what I'm saying, in order to reproduce content smoothly to your browser. And so that's why it always asks you to update your Adobe Reader. And then go and all that kind of shit. So, something that you do need, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, let me set up my schedule for AVG. Weekly, every day at Friday. Fuck it. I'm out of work. And I agree to anonymous. Nope. Don't do that, people. When they're talking about, I agreed to provide anonymous information about detected threats to improve my security. Yeah, but then no. It depends on, you know what I'm saying, like this computer here, I don't use it for shit anyway, so I really wouldn't be worried about any files getting access. But certain computers, you know what I'm saying, you don't want operating system is required. Restart. You're like, no, man, what the fuck I'm restart the operating system for? This goddamn shit ain't finished yet. And you got to be careful of that shit, too. You know what I'm saying? Shit just want to restart randomly. But you know what I'm saying? You trying to install something else. So if I would have did a restart right now, it would have stopped my Adobe, you know what I'm saying, download that I'm trying so desperately to complete. Damn. Y'all motherfuckers is tripping. Installation complete. All right. Let me see, you get the fuck out of here. Can I quit that off? Damn, man, you said you done. Yeah, hey, fuck, get the fuck out of here. All right, people, for all this shit to take place, then you got to do a mandatory. Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. That's going to take 1,300 years. So we're not going to update the AVG. You know what I'm saying? It's updated to a certain extent, but I'm not going to go surfing. I'm only going to be on Blog Talk Radio anyways and Nutty News, two different websites. But those are the ones I'll be on, so I'm not really concerned. Too tough right now with getting, you know what I'm saying, it bombarded with viruses and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But you do got to be careful of that. When download, man, look, the internet is a crazy place. It's not technically here for your enjoyment. You know what I'm saying? What the? I just said closed, bitch. You need to upgrade your flash player. Okay. I click on this link. I thought I did that, but all right, I'll buy that for $1. And I just said I didn't. Okay, I want to click that off first of all. Don't want the free McAfee crap. Okay, agree and install. which, you know, should have been did that. Damn, man, y'all is blowing the hell out of me. All right, well, anyway, I can get some music going on real quick. We're going to get some music, get some jams going on, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, and then we're going to do what we does. And let's get into it, you know what I'm saying? Wednesday, Wednesday, roll them up if you got them, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
No more, we say
absolutely.
You still doing it independent?
Absolutely.
Ashwood, no sleep in it.
Absolutely.
Ain't in the hooks up with a major.
Absolutely.
I grind.
Absolutely.
I shine.
Absolutely.
Network.
Absolutely.
We work.
Absolutely.
I grind.
Absolutely.
I shine.
Absolutely.
Network.
Absolutely.
We work.
Absolutely.
No sweet ENT is my way or the highway.
Up
or win. Saturday, Sunday, Monday through Friday.
When
shooty on my G4, do it the flyway.
When
she sit pretty like the coupe of my driveway. Pop her off, drop her off, back at the condo. Call me in the morning like the center Alonzo.
Go.
You know I'm headed back to this paper like Gonzo. I'm doing 90 in the Marcielago. 2 years of hard work and then I built an empire. They know my face, kid, and I ain't even need the flyers. I'm busting, making noise in the city. Ain't any artist from Tampa Bay that think he can get me. Knock 11's off this new era. Same as new sweater. Now we made the new sweater. Like you should have looked better. Care less for respect. The beauty as a threat. Plus the sun. The candy paint dripping off the jet. We don't say yes no more. We say
absolutely.
You still doing it independent?
Absolutely.
Ashwood, no sleep in it.
Absolutely.
Ain't in the hooks up with a major.
Absolutely.
I grind.
Absolutely.
I shine.
Absolutely.
Network.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We work.
Absolutely.
I grind.
Absolutely.
I shine.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Network.
Absolutely.
We work.
Absolutely.
You know it's hell for an indie
artist.
Low key trying to get the farthest. I be the first to say, F the open mic. They not promoting it right. They getting paid on foolish rappers thirsty for that spotlight. I ain't nothing like them dudes. Here forever like tattoos. Need to study all my moves.
What else?
YouTube, see the views.
Yep.
You won't stand a chance cause you can't fit the shoes. Yep. Just the grind ain't fit for you.
No
hot gun, I'm Tom Cruise.
Yep.
Thinking you could touch me, must be listening all your screws. Tell me
who?
I give him an offer, you can't refuse.
Come on,
rap John, Coley on, blazing with my cuffs and John. Hit the kid alive, they'll embrace me when I'm dead and gone. Hit the nomad, a lot of rappers told me. Biting myself from 06, they sounding like the old man. They don't deserve compensation for this. Send that paper in, I want compensation for this. We don't say yes no more, we say
absolutely.
You still doing it independent?
Absolutely.
Ashwood, no sleep in it.
Absolutely.
Ain't in the hooks up with a major.
Absolutely.
I grind.
Absolutely.
I shine.
Absolutely.
Network.
Absolutely.
We work.
Absolutely.
I grind.
Absolutely.
I shine.
Absolutely.
Network.
Absolutely.
We work.
Absolutely.
We smoke absolutely, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Damn right. Everybody know what day it is, man. That's how we do it, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me give some big shouts out to everybody coming through this mofo flipper, man. You know what I'm saying? Florida UFOs is up in the building. Paranormal51.com. Go and check them out. And Prophet Jack Owl, you know what I'm saying, of the Tenacity Radio Network You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm going to be, you know, getting up in that mofo flipper pretty soon. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go on over there and do what we does. And let's represent for the world, man. And I mean the world. So what we're going to do is get to a little favorite right here on Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? One of our own. And, you know, big up the Goofy Bone, too, first of all. You know what I'm saying? That's my Blaxican homeboy. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to all of my Blaxicans. Yeah, my mother was like, what the fuck is that? You know, figure it out, goddammit. Yeah, so shouts out to him. You know what I'm saying? But this song right here has been, you know what I'm saying, been getting a lot of good positive views. Every time I play it, you know what I'm saying, titties fly in the air and shit, you know what I'm saying, and motherfuckers throw their hands in there like they had a concert or something. So, you know, that's big ups, big ups. And this is hip-hop up in this mofo flipper, man. It's Weed Stay Wednesday, the Jacqueline Sinile. Sinile is my motherfucking co-host, you know what I'm saying? He's playing hooky, people. He's playing hooky. He's wagging off in Australia. Coming right back at you, man. I hope y'all smoking something, because I damn sure is about to. Let's roll it up and do what we do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See now, I'm back. I'm here. I'm back. It's clear. Come on. Yo, 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 yo. This is hip hop, homie, and the form so true. I need you. I bleed you. I got my head around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The style that I have, I grab with the mic too. Now if they would have asked and I would have told, down his rap shit to nephews and nieces. Fans become fans when I rip apart a thesis. I can say anything, the kids will still believe it. You sound pretty smart till a smart person comes. Without an education, got the boss to call you dumb. So, how you feel now with them thousands on? I can make you feel stupid with my wit and charm. Now, the music I love is the music you hear. When I take it step by step, like I'm shifting a gear. Build a rep, got your street cred, you step to the steps that you got within your boundaries in terms of respect. Now, everybody from the neighborhood is calling your name. Fortune and fame, along with it, you must entertain. Money to gain, money to burn, haters to aim. Drama to churn, pages to turn, fist to flame now. Love me or hate me, appreciate it greatly. Faded, now lady, let me live or fucking take me. Maybe I'm crazy, or maybe I'm saying yo. Jesus in plain clothes, playing through the radio. Far from, I might be slightly in a fight G. Past the mic, me try to vision what I might see. I try to paint a picture in music, I'm an artist. So picture an upbringing, cold and fucking heartless. It's nothing but a process, some shit that I done learned though. Got a couple haters, motherfuckers gonna burn slow. Learn yo, maybe you got an angel. A lock on a target, some shit that I can aim for. Am I simply crazy, some shit that I've become now. A lot of people misinterpret, so just let me dumb down. Money cash rules everything that I'm about to say. That I'm not, I am just another side. Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply, if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this soup. This is hip-hop, homie, and the form so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hand around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The style that I have, I grab with the mic too. Yo, it's basic mathematics. When you treat the mic like if it was drugs and you was the addict. See, the streets can make your mind fall into bad habits. So I stay strong and away from the negatives just to live lavish. I keep training night after night in a padded room in front of the MIT. Lights off, no AC. Welcome to the life of an MC. And I only speak about the world that I see. If you got time, homie, I like to tell you my story. A life full of smoking weed and having the finest bitches perform sex orgies. Spending late nights at South Beach club hopping to get exposure. From mixtapes to doing shows with my soldiers. See if I keep it true to this art form that I love. Then bad luck won't fit on me like OJ's bloody glove. And maybe someday the sun will shine up above. Dog, I see myself still rapping till I'm old and gray. And even if I am or ain't paid, I'll be an MC till I see my grave. People wonder how one thinks of the shit he spits. But it's simple when you live the way we have. It's easy to rip. It It comes from the inner soul, a gift you just can't seem to get rid. So go ahead, let the haters who want to talk shit spread their lips. Cause even though this is hip hop, nigga, I still got my nine by my hip. No matter what hood you in, dog, we smoking the same trees. Don't get it twisted, money. This is still that thug shit. And in the South, we don't talk loud, we just pull out the head. Careful, fella, before you wake up with your throat slit. Oh, and just to let you know, hip hop ain't dead. It just needed some new logic for your head. The jackal, see now, let's go!
Now, if they would've asked, and I would've told, then I would reply, hip hop ain't well. But if I do me, and you like my move, then just let me be, and I can save this soup. This is hip hop.
That hip hop, yeah, too. Motherfucking Jackal, you know what I'm saying? Representing, man. We got some real hip hop for y'all ass, man. Paranormal, you know what I'm saying? Paranormal51.com. Got a show coming up Thursdays at 8 p.m. I don't know if it's Eastern Standard, Mountain, Central, Black, White, Puerto Rican, Tan time, goddammit. But shit, Thursdays at 8 p.m., you know what I'm saying? And I guess he covering part 51, B-51. He covering Nazi UFOs. I don't even know what the fuck that is. You know what I'm saying? I know what a UFO is. What the hell is a Nazi UFO? So, Paranormal, yeah, brother, if you want to briefly take over the show, you know what I'm saying, and put us in, enlighten us on some other shit, you know what I'm saying, please call in, 347-237-5125, people, because this show here, man, look at him, this is what it do. We going to talk about everything, we're going to give you a little bit of everything, you know what I'm saying, we even got some hoes coming through screaming and shit, you know what I'm saying, yeah, no, bitch, that's your ass, man. Your ass out of here. Sorry about that, people. You know what I'm saying? Hoes get a little too loud, you know? I'm like the motherfuckers at the club last night. You know what I'm saying? VIP. Me and my homegirl, VIP, we chilling at the club last night. Right, check this out, man. This, listen. I like partying white people because white people ain't scared to dance. But one thing about white folks, if they don't get fucked up, they get wasted. I mean, I'm in this bitch sucking down dollar drinks. I'm in and I'm hitting these bitches two at a time. I could not get as drunk as this one white boy that had two cups. I promise you, this motherfucker had two cups. Yeah, man, going over there to Lauren. She'll hook you up. Yeah, she's the shit. I look over there, Lauren, this bitch off in the cut. She ain't got one motherfucker at the bar. Now, let me tell you something, people. If you a good bartender, goddammit, you gonna have bitches at your bar fucking with you. Yeah, she didn't have that. So I was like, fuck it, let me go on over here and patronize Barbie and shit, you know what I'm saying, for a little minute. And went over there, she fixed me some goddamn, supposed to be vodka and pineapple juice. That shit tastes like pineapple and pineapple juice on ice. I was like, okay, these are free drinks. They free drinks, you know what I'm saying? Hint, hint, people. Anytime you go to a club, it's talking about it's free drinks, and all you got to do is give tips. Bring some motherfucking quarters, because goddamn, I would have been pitching the motherfucking bucket as weak as them goddamn drinks was. That's all his bitch would have got for me, four quarters, and that would have been a quarter for every drink. But I needed that, you know what I'm saying, to pay for parking, so I couldn't do that. All right, people, check this out, man. Let me you know what I'm saying? Beam a couple of people's on up in this mofo flipper, man. Now, check this out. This is rules of engagement for the show. Normally, you know what I'm saying? If you press one, you know what I'm saying? I bring everybody into the line. That's what most shows do, right? I don't do that shit here. You call into my goddamn show, you call it on the line, and you sitting your ass there, you part of the motherfucking show. So everybody who call into my show, just be thinking that, you know, you just going to sit there and listen. Shit. Let me show you what I do. You know what I'm saying? Timmy, come on, let's get him.
Timmy!
All right, check this out, people. Hard bean, goddamn it, hold your ears. Hold your ears. Oh, shit, I love that. Oh, you gotta love that. Porn music, please. Anybody got some porn music? Anybody got porn music? Okay, here we go. Groovy porn, people. You got to love the porn music. All right, 813, you was in the building. I already know that tsunami. And we got 207 up in this mofo flipper. What's happening?
How much? What's going on? It's paranormal51.com, John. My name is John.
There we go. John. What's up, John?
You
get wasted?
You
get wasted, man.
Oh, well, I should get wasted, but I don't have any stuff around.
Where's the 207? What is that?
It's in Maine.
Oh, shit. Well, applause to Maine. First time calling from Maine in this motherfucker. Oh,
yeah,
what the hell
so
am
where,
I doing?
Where are you calling? Where's your show located? Where are you guys
Florida, man. We down here. Oh.
Shit. If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Where are you guys broadcasting from?
Florida, man. Tampa, Florida. Actually,
Florida.
813. Yeah, you down here in the Sunshine State.
I love Florida.
All the way in the Sunshine, man.
Yeah. Very fond memories of Florida.
All righty then.
I flew helicopters in the Navy, and I had a girlfriend there, and the breakup was a little difficult for me, but I don't know, I just remember some really good things. Nothing like a Florida chick, let me tell you.
Hey. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nothing like old Floridian. Hot chick, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to hit them over the river. And, yeah, they get a little nutty down here. They get a little nutty. You know what I'm saying? Let me ask you something, though, man. What is paranormal51.com? What does that consist of? What do you do there?
Well, what we do is we categorize documents. We categorize written pieces that are scattered across the web with our content analytics. And we file them in accordance with their content, with their with you know certain word combinations, if they are if they meet certain criteria, then they get associated with different categories. Not only that, but we also classify these written pieces.
You say classify? What do you mean classify them? Like classified documents? Like only y'all can read them or something?
Oh no! That's if we find something out there, then it gets into our database. But most of them are not classified documents. They're not anything that are not for your eyes only. I mean, are not for your to be viewed. But one thing, though, we classify documents in accordance with what type of document, what type of written piece it is, as if it's a blog or a forum, or if it's a, informative document, or if it's just a, if it's a reference document or a reference document written by and for PhD authors. We do it all. It's a new type of search engine that utilizes technology that we created, that we developed on our own, and we use our own programming language to program these different protocols, and we classify, we collect and classify and categorize documents, all these written pieces out there, and that are related to the paranormal, because oftentimes I find it nearly impossible to find any valuable information.
Go one link, it's going to, you know, give you some bullshit link. Like, you know what I'm saying? You'll have maybe one true link, and then you got the fucking three-headed dog next to it and shit. Like, come on, Photoshop.
Exactly.
You know, like, gee, that's just, you know what I'm saying? But then to the untrained eye, you know, some people don't know to look beyond that veil. You know what I'm saying? They don't know to look beyond that. So they just take the literal, oh, it's three heads. You ain't never seen no three-headed dog walking around. And when
you do,
you best believe man is definitely playing with some shit that he shouldn't be playing with.
Yeah. precisely. And that's the it was nearly impossible to find any information relating to the experiences that I had, and that's one of the reasons why I built the Paranormal51.com project in the first place, was because one of the reasons why was because I couldn't find any information. All the websites out there had no information about Atlantis, extraterrestrial races. They had no information on teleportation, on any type of technologies that aliens use, cloaking devices.
That government shit. You know they got to leave that in the movies. They don't want you to believe that shit. They don't want, you know what I'm saying? They made The Fly. And then every movie before that, though, you know, leading up to The Fly, you had Star Trek. You got all these damn kind of movies that were talking about teleportation and all that. Then you got The Fly that come out with its ability to teleport from one part to the next. You know what I'm saying? People don't just pop ideas out their ass.
Yeah.
Believe that. It is some truth to the shit that you be seeing.
It's nearly impossible. I mean, these extraterrestrials that are visiting Earth are millions, if not billions, of years more advanced in technology than we are. And it's and given the fact that science has yet to discover over 99% of universal truthful law, it's just nearly impossible for it not to exist, for these technologies not to exist. Because of the fact that science has yet to
I remember watching Aliens vs. Predator. You know, when they came out with all those series and stuff like that. And they had what the hell was that? Some morph. What the hell was that shit? It kept saying it in the movie. And I never knew what the hell that was. What the hell was the kind of alien was
it? What are you talking about? Oh, the Pred alien?
Yeah, what the hell were they calling them? The fuck was the name? It was an X or something
Geomorph?
Like that. What was that?
Well, what alien are you talking about?
On I think it was on the original Alien movie. I don't know if that was the name of a species though.
Hmm.
Was that wasn't the name of the species? It was exomorph alien.
Oh yeah. I know what you're talking about. It's a xenomorph.
What the hell? Yeah, I seen that before. What the hell is that? Well, I watched Alien a few times, and
I'm just gonna say no comment on that because I'm not gonna comment on it. Anything relating to Xenomorph. I can't even say the name.
Well, goddamn it, let me tell you what the hell I got off of it. Nothing. Because goddamn, they don't... Alien franchise. A what? A
but,
dark
pie
strength.
Say again?
Nah, I mean, I watch movies ever so often, man, and it just weirds you out. You know what I'm saying? When you start seeing names, weird names, you know what I'm saying? But then that same Xeno name, you see that in that's been mentioned in some other little movie headlines. You break down the words morph, you know what I'm saying? That's been, you know, in different types of movies and all that kind of stuff. So it just gets weird when you talk about Hollyweird, you know what I'm saying, and the stuff that they produce.
Yes. Okay. No, I can tell you one thing though. The mantis race is real. Is an actual alien race that is and or was visiting Earth at one time or another, because I saw one with my own eyes. I saw a forearm shimmering sparkling outline of a forearm after I was followed by in my truck by the Mantis extraterrestrial race. They were in they were teleporting themselves one position to the next, and they were chirping and clicking like just like straight out of District 9, and so I decided to stop my truck because I had a memory of the same experience when I was driving home from a swim practice with my mom. I had the window cracked open because my mom had the heat on full blast and it was the middle of winter. And we were driving back home from swim practice, and it was late at night, and I was hearing these chirping, clicking sounds. So I said, "Mom, stop the car, stop the car." And, of course, we just went home. But when I heard these chirping, clicking sounds again, I decided it was time to stop the truck because I was the one who's driving. So I stopped the truck, faced west, turned counterclockwise, faced east, and then I looked down into the left and I saw a shimmering, sparkling, multicolored outline of a forearm with buttons on it, as if it had some type of some type of integrated technology with its clothing or with its own corporeal being. But it had buttons on it, on its forearm, and it was probably using that technology to transport from one position to the next. And I'm telling you, they can cloak themselves visually and physically from physical realm. And it's something that it's a message that I feel necessary to bring to everyone that I can. That extraterrestrials are real. Saying, they are visiting Earth. Say again.
But why do we not have a day to day interaction like to where we can notice? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's very possible that we do, and we're not even aware of it. Because they're cloaking themselves visually and physically. I probably should have attempted to walk straight through it. I don't know if it would have eaten me alive or something, or it could have probably teleported itself to the next position, and then I probably would not have been able to even come close to it. I don't know, but
well, you could have got close to it and would have beamed your ass up, Scotty, and we wouldn't have never been talking to your ass right now.
That's probably true. honestly, when I held out my hand, I held it out for about 12 to 15 seconds, and then after that amount of time, intense fear came over me, as if it was using its telepathic abilities to scare me off, and so I ran back to my truck, and I was thinking, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. And so I sped off as fast as I could, and I went home. I was on my way from San Diego to Brunswick, Maine.
Okay, so now are you married?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, I was just wondering, are like your females that you've interacted with, you know what I'm saying, have they went through the same experience with you?
No, I've never had an experience like that.
Because I don't think that's a good first date.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess if they whisk you away to some neighboring galaxy and they show you, like, the view, I mean, from afar, I guess that'd be kind of interesting.
All right, true or false?
Really,
people are true or false?
Fantastic first date, in my opinion, but that's just me.
True or false question for you, and then we're going to get into the Nazi UFOs because I'm wondering what the hell that is.
I don't know moon. About that.
Oh, ain't that what you said? You ain't, if you called in, you don't want to talk about anything other than the Nazi UFOs.
No, well, that's...
Oh, that's Prophet Jackal. Oh, my bad. I got the names mixed up. My bad. Oh, hey, man, you know, y'all talk on the off basis more than me. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, you know, what you guys kind of cover and don't cover, you know what I'm saying? Or kind of talk about and keep classified, put it that way. You don't want to talk about everything, people. Believe that. At least not on these type of networks, you know what I'm saying? But let me ask you something as far as your knowledge of the moon, because this is what I've heard, you know what I'm saying? That they've, you know, they found actual, you know, living, I don't know what you want to call it, races, beings, or whatever, you know what I'm saying, actually inhabiting the moon.
That's pretty fantastic. I've heard of moon bases that they tend to blur out using Photoshop and other programming techniques. They use different programs to remove any structures that they see on the moon.
Right.
And I
seen a video.
I used to be a telescope operator. You know, I was a telescope operator at the University of Maine, and I operated a 14-foot, 12-inch diameter aperture, 12-inch aperture refracting telescope. I was an operator, and I've looked to the moon on many occasions, and I never saw any structures on there. I never saw any anomalies at all. I mean, we had really nice filters, and we were able to attach those filters to the lenses, and I didn't see anything strange or unusual, to be honest.
Well, no. I watched that. I got to find that YouTube. It was either YouTube, some video I had, you know, where they was running back old classified clips, you know what I'm saying? But you know, after 50 years, you know what I'm saying, they'll start declassifying some of them. So some of the clips that they had on there was from the first moon landings that they was making, and they have actual video to where they walking, you know what I'm saying? Now, like I say, now this could just be, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, it's, you know, some fictitious shit made up. But I mean, they showed like actual structures and shit, you know what I'm saying, that have been made, you know what I'm saying? They, you know, even like, it was walking down this big, long-ass, like, hallway, but it looked like a landing pad, you know what I'm saying? It looked just like a landing pad, like, you know, the beams over top of it could light up, you know what I'm saying, and guide your way into the pad. That's exactly what the structure looked like.
Well, the way I see it is, if the structures and buildings and towers can be removed off of pictures from the moon, then they can just as easily added.
Yeah, that's true too. That's true too.
In my opinion,
but now
I don't know,
they don't have 50 years to do whatever the hell they want to do. You know what I'm saying? So. How do you know with all the technology that we got? You know what I'm saying? They don't have some kind of, you know, fake dome over the goddamn moon or something. So the only thing you're doing is seeing, you know what I'm saying, like a fictitious picture of it. But underneath the shit, you know what I'm saying, all hell is breaking loose.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people, the world we live in is crazier than a motherfucker. I mean, you can't put, you got to question everything and, you know, believe nothing. Question
well,
everything.
I'm just going to go with the flow. I'll tell you why. Because the extraterrestrial question is high on the minds of powers that be that run the world. That are essentially, not, well, I wouldn't say run the world, but they encourage the world to achieve, to attain higher standards of living, and they do all sorts of different things to assist the world and increase our standard of living and and show where our priorities should be, which is primarily South America, Africa, and other countries that have fairly, you know, relatively low standards of living comparably to other countries, such as the United States and Europe and Russia and Japan and China and India. But essentially what I'm saying is I'm just going to go with the flow. And that's my point of view. That's my take on it. I'm just going with the flow because I know that the extraterrestrial question is high on the minds of a lot of the important people. And it's just one of those things that I know will happen. So, you know, just as long as it does happen and it's a peaceful encounter, when we first make officiated contact, that's the important thing. And you know, I think that it's going to be a grand day when it at last happens.
Now you ain't a you're not a ...2012 theorist, are you?
Well, I can use my imagination as to why it could happen on 2012. I'm not going to. I've theorized a lot of things. That's the proper word. Absolutely, most certainly. I'm not going to say that it's certainly going to happen, but it could happen. Because, to be honest, I'm not really sure. I'm not really certain.
I know this world want to get into a you know, an across the board technology age. If you go over to Europe, you know what I'm saying? They've been on MP3 players and all that iPod shit. They've been on that for 20 years. You know what I'm saying? No, they don't have the same American fashion, which that's what America tries to blow up. You know what I'm saying? It's important fashions and materials and shit. You know what I'm saying? But then they leave you in the dark on technology and world advancements. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, Sinai didn't even know, you know what I'm saying, that the Dutch, you know what I'm saying, created the first compact disc player, sawmill, so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? Different technologies that actually, you know what I'm saying, making is what's, you know what I'm saying, making America run. Without these technologies, you know what I'm saying, we wouldn't be shit. We'd be dead in the water.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, with the population that we have, with no technologies, I mean, we're using, we become more and more dependent on technology. The more our population increases, and the more more our consumption increases, and I mean, I just don't know what I'd do with no internet. I don't know what I'd do with no food in the fridge. I have no idea. I mean, I'd be shit out of luck, to tell you the truth.
All right, so how are you affected with you affected too with this Obama kill switch?
What are you talking about?
You apparently haven't been listening to my news.
Oh,
Obama,
I've heard, yeah, the
with
the,
yeah, how they trying to, he can shut down the American service, basically.
Well, I'm not against anything that they do, to tell you the truth. I'm not going to say that, you know, I mean, because there's some major stuff going down. I mean, there's going to be some. I think that we're going to make extraterrestrial contact real soon. And when that happens, there's going to be a lot of disorder. So they're going to do what they need to do in order to keep us safe from a lot of instigatory and escalatory information that could cause a lot of trouble. So I think everything revolves around that important afternoon or night or whenever it's going to happen during the day when we make extraterrestrial contact. That's why they're doing these.
But I'm saying
making all these changes.
If he has that power to shut you down, and you sitting here saying that, you know, the internet is your life, And a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, feel that same way. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, this is my bread and butter. This is how I make my money. You know what I'm saying? This is where all my source of income comes from. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, in a lot of my social life, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
is interacted through online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, motherfuckers know that.
Right, right.
I mean, so this is what I'm saying. You know, fuck the aliens. You know what I'm saying? Hell,
oh,
I can't communicate with half these motherfuckers here.
We can't do
that.
We can't say those things. Because it was...
What, fuck an alien?
It's part of our... it's part of our destiny, to tell you the truth, to make extraterrestrial contact. It's part of...
I'm with that. But what I'm saying is, you know, don't form my opinion for me about this.
No,
you know what I'm saying? And that's what that is doing. If you sitting up here telling me you're gonna shut down the internet to where I can't access, you know what I'm saying, or I can't be accessed, you know what I'm saying, you're limiting my learning experience. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and
they
me
haven't
just
done
being
it yet.
A human being.
They haven't
it's
done
on
it
the
yet.
Board. It's on the board. Best believe I got CBs and walkie talkies to back up. You know what I'm saying? I'm not dependent on this goddamn internet. Believe that. I mean, you know, we got other means of communication. You know what I'm saying? And that's going to be what's going to be put to the test. You know what I'm saying? Rediscovering our old communications. That's what I feel. You know, in the coming future. And I don't want to say no 2012. You know what I'm saying? Because shit. Right now, we ain't, America's not mentally prepared for that. You know what I'm saying? Not even technologically prepared. So, I mean, hell, we don't even have a computer in every fucking home. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Majority of my friends don't even have a damn email address. So, you know, the technological mentality is not there. You know, we are not in 2010, even though you can still watch the 1985 Back to the Future movie, and we have all those advances available.
Probably,
and all that
they're going to make it. They're attempting to make it a pleasant surprise when extraterrestrial contact finally, at last, happens. They're going to assimilate all these technologies, and then everything's going to be open. It's going to be a grand day when it does happen. I know these things that extraterrestrial contact will happen real soon, and that everything is leading us into the heavens when it does happen.
Well, mom and pops out there, get your makeshift space shuttles ready.
That's true.
You know, hit the fan when it hits, you know what I'm saying? And you
it's
see
not
that,
hit.
That it's
nothing's
not
going to hit the fan ever. It's going to be good. I can tell you that much.
Well, life is what you make it, you know what I'm saying? That's one truth. You know?
That's
life
true.
Is what you make it. It can be hell, and then hell, we can have all the best fucking technologies. And if you was an old motherfucker that don't want to, you know, advance your technology, which meaning your brain, to learn this new stuff, then you're just going to be as dead as the dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to be one of them haters of technology, you know what I'm saying, which we still do. We got people that hate cell phones. Like, how the fuck do you hate a cell phone? Because you don't want to get used to the buttons and everything and how to use it. Oh, it's too technical. It's too technical for me. A Bluetooth? What's technical about a Bluetooth? You know, like, come on, people. It's about learning. You know what I'm saying? You know,
that's
you're
true.
Never too old to learn. You're never too old to learn, you know, unless you tell yourself, oh, I'm too old to learn. Yeah, then you just mentally shut yourself off. But you're learning still because you learn how to shut yourself off from learning. Still a catch-22
right there.
It's a catch-22 right there. You know what I'm saying? And it's
right,
fear. People
right.
just have fear. When it comes down to it, you know, learning is fear. Fear is learning. You know what I'm saying? If you have a fear of that, you can screw yourself over. You know, me, I'm an open ear type person. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear everything and research it later. You know what I'm saying? And that's the joy of having this type of network. You know what I'm saying? Reaching out with people that, you know, on a normal basis, we wouldn't. You know,
yeah.
I don't know nobody in Maine. You know what I'm saying? I've been to Delaware, and that was because I flew in and got stuck on a flight, you know what I'm saying, and chilled there for a little
minute. I love
minute.
Delaware. Delaware was
and,
nice.
It was actually nice, you know what I'm saying? That shit's quiet, and they motherfucker. So if you want to get away from it all, go to Delaware.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love Delaware.
Yeah, it was pretty, it was a nice experience. A lot of farmland, though. I mean, I was like, damn, I thought
right.
I was back in Germany.
I thought I was back
in Germany, you know what I'm saying? Germany is the same way. Deutschland is vineyards and fields and fields and fields of green. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Beautiful country land. And you come here, and I don't know, you know? But that's big. What? Let me ask you something, like, as far as Maine, is that a UFO... booming site, you know what I'm saying? Like they say Mexico, you know what I'm saying, is known for a lot of sightings and stuff.
Maine, is near the coastline, and UFOs tend to like visiting the coastlines for some reason. UFOs are sighted around the coastlines. I don't know why, but it does happen. If you go to the MUFON website, I mean, I think it's probably the reason why is because most people live on the coast, but you can see the trend just by looking at the map. If you go to MUFON or if you go to my website and click on maps and then click on UFOs, you'll see all the dispersal, the dispersion of UFO sightings that we have collected over the time, over the last 1 or 2 years.
Nice sight. Want to add that. Nice sight, brother. Nice sight.
Oh,
very well
thanks.
Put together.
Thanks, bro.
Very well. Damn, I mean, y'all really went there. I mean, with the smiley faces and everything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we had to. I felt
that
it was that important. It was really important for me to do that because to do this. Because it's just an important topic that needs to be explored. It's that important to me. And because of my experiences, I decided it was time to create a website that I thought that the paranormal at last deserved, and that was Paranormal 51. Because it all exists. I've had experiences with ghosts, and I've had experiences with extraterrestrials, and I've had experiences with UFOs. So I was just telling myself, you know, I can't find any of that information out there on the internet and using traditional search engines. So I decided to create the ultimate search page where you can cross-reference between categories and decide what types of written pieces you want and what categories you want the written pieces to be about, all simultaneously. All in one search. So I decided that I wanted to create that ultimate search page, make everything interrelated, and collect all the written pieces into one central website that has all the valuable information, informative written pieces that are out there, and that are all categorized and classified and classified in categories. And you can also use the combined category operator to cross-reference between categories in any way you want. You can use OR and 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 OR.
That is hot. I like the damn little revolver map you got down at the bottom.
Oh, cool.
It shows all the hits from that is cool as hell.
Oh, thanks, man.
It actually shows where Hollowell, Maine.
Yeah, that's
great. Tampa, Florida. We got Shepherdsville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
And who's underneath that? Miami, Florida.
That's
hot as hell.
I think That's all in the chat room. Well, you can get one. Just click on Revolver, Matt.
I see that. That's one thing about me. I always, you know, look to see where the source came from.
Right on, brother.
I always gotta look for the source. I'm trying to look for the video though. This Lake Erie. Cause see, the one thing about me that just kind of blows me, man, just like a bank. You know what I'm saying? You go to you see on the news, fucking banks getting robbed in 2010, and these mother, you can't see the damn HD fucking picture of the suspect. I mean, I got an HD camera. I paid $100 for it. How the fuck are you telling me you a bank, a financial institution that's protecting up to hundreds of thousands of dollars, and your technology is still in the beta form, or at least that's what's related to the news outlets? This is a picture of a suspect. What the fuck is that? A blurred vision of a dude, you know what I'm saying, with sunglasses on. Like, are you serious? I'm supposed to really be going out looking for this dude. You know what I'm saying? That makes, come on. That makes no sense.
Load of baloney, you got me.
You know, I'm trying to just figure that out. Like, you know, when it comes to, you know, a lot of UFO sightings and videos, they're not HD though.
No,
like blur spot. You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit like blur spots. I'm telling you, if I see a fucking alien or any kind of strange shit right now, and I put my camera out, it's gonna be HD.
Yeah.
Now I don't know if the alien is blocking the damn resolution of the cam or something. You know what I'm saying? So they, you know. But other than that, what I got in my hand is HD. I mean, that's the technology that we are at now. You know, I don't believe none of that. I don't believe, that's why I watch TV, you know what I'm saying? Because the TV pisses you off so bad that, you know, you want to kick the fucking TV over and put a hole in it. And when you get to that stress level, that's pretty much you doing what they want you to do. You know what I'm saying? You're already there.
So I tend to
turn that boob tube off and, turn that towards the window and let the squirrels watch it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all, you know, entertain yourself. Entertain yourself.
Yeah. Yes, I hear you. I don't know. I enjoy watching TV. It's just
I enjoy watching
I'm
spurts. You know what I'm saying? I enjoy spurts. But news, I despise. I just despise news. You know, the news that they're giving to you. You know what I'm saying? The way they're giving it to you. You know, the news that I'm finna get to you in a few minutes, this is the way I want the news. You know what I'm saying? The nutty news. I want the shit that he ain't supposed to hear, so they say. You know what I'm saying? But you need to hear.
Uh-huh.
You know, you need to hear. We need to know what's going on around the world. Not in your backyard. Fuck your backyard. You know what I'm saying? You need to know what's going on in Maine's backyard.
Yeah.
Goddamn Alaska's backyard, because Palin been over there doing so much crazy shit. And unless I talk about it and other motherfuckers like me talk about it, shit, I don't see nobody taking the next flight to Alaska to check on
I'm always interested in what's happening. I mean, local is more related to your life, and I mean, I like it all. I like local news and world news, but I'm more interested in, I got to tell you, I'm more interested in world news.
Yeah,
than
the world news is what, because the world news is what's actually shifting your local news. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it's a direct impact on it. When certain things happen in the world, you watching your favorite little basketball game, and bombs done went off in Iraq. Okay, the basketball game getting cut off because there's bombs dropping in motherfucking Baghdad. We ain't got nothing to do with that, but that's world news, and that's going to cause an impact on everything down the board. Oil done got screwed up now. Trade done got screwed up now. People's perception of people from that country is all jacked up now.
Yeah.
You know, you get that. You got to get the real news. You know what I'm saying? So, matter of fact, let me give you some news, man. Give y'all some Weeds Day news. And,
I hear you.
How about that? Yeah, I do want to thank you, brother. You know what I'm saying? Paranormal51.com. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go and check it out, man. And All your UFOs. Wait a minute. Where is it at? You don't have a headline, man. You need to get a headline so I can read it. Like, what's... Okay, well, if it's out there, it's in here. There you go. Paranormal, the Global Paranormal Research Database, Paranormal 51. And wouldn't be a hint after, oh, never mind.
Oh, man. Thanks for mentioning my site like that. I really enjoy any assistance we can get. We can attain. It's just thanks so much for taking my call and talking with me, and there will be many more conversations to come, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely, brother. Don't never think, man, this show here is for potheads. You know what I'm saying? And potheads to me are people with open minds. So,
all right.
Anybody else, you know what I'm saying, is just hanging on, goddammit. But if you ain't a pothead,
when that day comes that we make extraterrestrial contact, we're not going to move. I mean, Earth will always be our home planet, but we're going to different distant galaxies, and we're going to see it all. It's going to be unbelievable.
Smoke some better weed. That's what I'm talking about. Get that Mars haze. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Till you go get fucking intergalactic transportation laws and shit. You can't bring that Mars weed back to Earth. That shit too powerful down here, man. You take the market over. You shut down the weed market on Earth. You know what I'm saying? With the Mars weed. So
We're going to legalize it.
That's already. People gonna need some way to cope, and cigarettes just ain't gonna be enough.
So, we're going to robotize the earth. Our jobs will be we won't need to go to manual jobs anymore. Everything's going to be robotized, and we're going to essentially, be a bunch of mechanical engineers. If you really ask me.
Yeah, we're gonna be fixing the shit that's working for us. You know what I'm saying? You're still gonna need humans. But in the end, they're like something like the iRobot. You know what I'm saying? You're still seeing that. In the end, goddammit, man is gonna be motherfucking needed. You fuck what y'all talking about. Go crazy if you want to. Your ass is gonna get shut the fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever is man made can be manly destroyed. Believe that. So
nothing's going to be destroyed. It's going to be, this is my opinion, though. But,
Oh, no, I'm just saying,
No, I know. It's just, it's all going to be safe. Because one of us is responsible for all of creation, and that's the Christ. Second coming of Christ.
When everything is right, there's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear, like, I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
You ain't reconnecting shit. That was some bullshit, people. Aliens just kicked my ass out. God damn it, paranormal. You done brung your friends, man. You done brung your friends. Yeah. Alright, y'all, it's time for the meta news up in here, man. Uh-oh. Well, it was business time. Meta news. Yeah, the phone just, I don't know what is happening. They just completely... just kicked me off, you know what I'm saying? Aliens came through and, briefly interrupted the show, you know what I'm saying? Because we was talking about them too tough. You know what I'm saying? We was talking about them too tough. It's all good. We're going to do something. What we do here is normally at the top of the hour, but since we've been in such a good conversation, you know what I'm saying? It was no need, you know what I'm saying? But, we're going to get into the news. and bring y'all some news from around the world.
I'm going to get going because I wanted to listen to a song, and but I'll continue listening to the show. Thanks
right,
for taking my
up.
Call, and it's really good talking to you. I really value our conversation, and it's really interesting to talk about with someone who has someone who's nice and friendly, and you know,
and has that's always a plus. You know what I'm saying? Timmy is always a plus, yeah. Hey,
yeah.
But I appreciate it, man. You know what I'm saying? For the enlightenment. You know, that's what life is all about, just enlightenment. Looking beyond the veil,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Looking beyond
okay.
the veil. We need, and we got to connect with people, you know what I'm saying? Like yourself and myself, you know what I'm saying? So we can get that difference in opinion, you know what I'm saying?
You.
And then you can reach a whole nother culture of people. I'm black, brother, if you ain't noticed. So you know what I'm saying? When I take this back to my hood, and share these kind of experiences now, you know what I'm saying, so people will know that, you know what I'm saying, shit is really going on.
I hear you.
Out there in the world, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we're all black. We're all black inside. We
well,
all
yeah,
love it.
Yeah,
I mean,
you
we're
go.
All...
There you go. We're actually all blue.
All good.
We're all blue, really. You know what I'm saying? Your blood is blue, so you is what your blood is. You're actually blue.
True. We're all the same, and we're all here
fucking
on
let's
Earth.
Say blue people. Let's say blue people from now on. We're all blue people. And I'll damn knock all the goddamn colors down. Like, blue, whoa, yeah, you can't contest that because, bitch, you can't look inside your body. Nah. Nah. Motherfucker, nah. Take that. Racism. Take that, racism. To racism. What I'm talking about. Shit. All right, man, let me go ahead and beam you off, and then we're going to go ahead and get into the nutty news and do all what right, it
bro.
Do. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for beaming up, man. You know what I'm saying? Anytime, you's always welcome, man. The
okay.
The doors are definitely open for you. You know what I'm saying?
I'll add your show to my favorites and I'll subscribe. All right, talk to you later, guys.
That's real.
All right.
That is Maine, people. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big right up live at the Starship Smelly Prize. You know what I'm saying? And let me go ahead and hit this transporter real quick. All right, only beam of people's off. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it up in here, man. We talk about everything related. You know what I'm saying? All right, man, let's get into it. Shouts out to everybody coming through the show today. Today is Weeds Day Wednesday for all your smoky needs out there. You know what I'm saying? Come smoke with me on this day. Yeah, we're all black inside. Yeah, how the... Oh, that's what Prophet Jackal said, people. We're blue inside, people. All right? We're blue. You look at your arm, man. You see blue veins running through your goddamn arm. That's blue blood. We're blue-blooded people. That's what they mean. We're blue-blooded Americans. we're just people. You know what I'm saying? We've just been tricked to throw up the color barrier and shit. You know what I'm saying? To make things interesting. One day that'll all be knocked down, you know what I'm saying? And it'll just be dicks and clicks running the world. That's what I'm talking about. Big ups to Florida UFOs, the guests who almost kicked the fuck up out of here. But, hell, you got a couple of minutes left, and you made it. Congratulations. Miss Computer Lady, you know what I'm saying? Miss PC Boom, up in this mofo flipper. And, of course, Paranormal51.com, you know what I'm saying? Go and check them out, man. And Prophet Jackal, yeah, one of our hip-hop favorites right here. And host on TenacityRadio.com. Soon to be, you know what I'm saying, my home, because I'm going to bring my madness over there. And we going to...
One minute to auto-destruct.
Oh, you know what I'm saying.
Shit, if this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Yay! Y'all ready for the news? I guess not, because the shit ain't pulled up yet. Yeah, I'm just bullshitting y'all. Let me go ahead and get the porn music started so we can get into this thing. Give y'all 25 minutes of heat. Probably not, because the news ain't going to last that long. Yeah. That's me. On my off hour. Check me out. All right, what the hell is going on with the Nutty News? Okay, people, we're having technical difficulties with Nutty News today. Why the hell are you displaying the article? Okay, people, we've had technical difficulties because Nutty News does not want to pull up for me. All right, so let's go to another sister site. What the hell was it? Weirdnews.com? Let's see. Okay. Weird News. No, that's not it. Weird News. Let's see. Funny Weird News. Funny Clips. Let's see. Local News. Weird Items. Alright, let's see where we're at. Weird News. News of the Weird. News of the Weird. Alright, well, this is Chuck Shepherd's News of the Weird. Newsoftheweird.com. Let's see what the fuck is in here, people. Yeah, lead story. New York State school officials had promised to crack down on soft test grading to end the near automatic grade advancement by students unprepared for promotion. However, what the fuck is this? That's not nutty. Oh, okay, well, I guess it is. Fuck it, let's keep reading. However, a June New York Post report found that the problem lingers under the current grading guideline called holistic rubrics. Among examples cited by the Post, from a fourth grade math test, how many inches long is a 2 foot long skateboard? Answer 24, half credit. Answer is 48. Also, if you have 35, what the? That ain't nothing. That news sucks, man. Yeah, that people. All right, let's look for something. Know that. Oh, shit. How the hell this happened? Oh, man, I didn't know this. Quincy Jones been arrested, y'all. I'm lying like a motherfucker. John Quincy Adams, y'all. I don't know what the hell that is. See, I know the Quincy Jones would have pepped everybody up. Like, what Quincy Jones, what he do now? You know I'm bullshitting, y'all. Just bullshitting. Let me get, what the hell, I want to get some more. What y'all want to hear? Some acid music? Fuck it, let's get on some acid. Yeah. Pop some acid. Anybody pop dancing out there? Yeah. What the fucking music remind me of, bitch, on acid. Yeah, what's wrong with you, man? Is you on acid? All right. Let's get into it, people. Destin, Florida. I don't know who the hell is Destin in Florida, but that's where we're at. Man who alternately identified himself as a long-dead United States president, a police commissioner, a police chief, or an undercover FBI agent, told a deputy to arrest yourself when he was told he was under arrest. Yeah, a deputy saw the 36-year-old man standing in the roadway in front of Buddy's Food Mart on U.S. Highway 98 where he was obstructing traffic and jeopardizing his own safety, according to the arrest report. When the deputy tried to engage him, the man began walking backwards while staring at the deputy. Okay, people. Yeah, I do give out awards here. So, yeah, already know, guy. You're
lying, no good, rotten, fourth-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, my hands kind of slip.
Oh, drat,
you know?
These computers. They're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
Yeah, I know that. Favorite song break, if we can get to it. No, we can't, so we got to continue. God damn it. Titties and beer, you're supposed to fucking play. Titties and beer. Titties and beer. Oh, sorry. Was it? I forgot I was on the radio. My bad. Oops. This is live, aren't we? Yeah. Yeah. We are live. Sorry about that, people. Outbursts like that are not tolerated on the Reckoning Game radio show.
Titties and beer.
Titties and beer. Right. For Heineken Light, because it's free beer. Because it's free beer. Oh. Bitch here. Titties and beer. I'm going to sing this shit at karaoke, y'all. Think I'm bullshitting. You know, some smell up there, you know, man. I'm just bullshitting.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Yeah, so if you're thinking, I'm hoping you're impaired. Yeah. All right, keep this thing moving, man. Over there, Saint. What the? Oh, I thought it was all Florida. We can't be talking about Florida like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. St. Petersburg, Florida. Woman filed suit against Lindsay Lohan. Yeah, a local chemist who claimed she was that's the wrong word to use on this show. Contacted to develop a sunless tanning spray. Said, what? People, the sun is your friend, okay? Get your ass out there and suck those vitamins up. All right? Stop trying to spray on, turn me black. All right? That shit's not going to work, all right? Nah. Says actress Lindsay Lohan and her business partner stole a custom-made formula to sell and market for themselves. The tanning mist went on sale nationwide in May and is available in Tampa at blah, 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 through cosmetics retailer. Blah, blah, blah. Y'all motherfuckers ain't paying me. Shit. Each can sells for $35. Yeah, people, I don't give free promo like that. You know what I'm saying? What kind of shit is that? You know, you got to pay for these promos up in here. Or, you know, give me some free beers or something. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to tell you. I'm going
to
let them tell you.
Well, I'm here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun. It's easy. And if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com right now.
Now. That's my shit there, people. If y'all didn't know, you know what I'm saying? That's my shit. I love that shit, man. Nowhere.
Attention all managers, artists, producers, and music professionals. It's going down. The Miss Mouth Times presents Buck and A&R Indie Artist Seminar. Sunday, July 11th, beginning at 6 p.m. at Club Nouveau, downtown Tampa, 1701 North Franklin Street. Only $10 admission, so stop letting others decide your destiny and learn the tools needed to successfully market, promote, and sign yourself. For more info, list of speakers, or performance slots, visit www.themissmouthtime.com or contact Miss Mouth directly at 813-235-5553.
Say what's up, Dashwood? Dashwood. No sleep is in this mother... Y'all... Hold on, man. Oh, I was finna kick the guest out, but hey, he did it himself. That's what's up. Thank you. I didn't want that on my conscience. Florida UFOs is in the building.
No, no, no,
big up to Heavenly Angel. You know what I'm saying? Sandy, Baby Powder Fresh J, by way of Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. Life After Dusk Live is up in the building. Miss Computer Lady. Ohio. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's how we do it. You know, ParanormalFit1.com, man. We've been getting in deep with them, UFOs talks and stuff. And you go and check them out if you want to get a little bit deeper, you know. And, of course, we got the Prophet Jacker, Mr. Hip Hop, Hey, I ain't finna rap his raps, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, I'll play it for you, goddammit. And, yeah, of course, No Sleep Entertainment up in this mofo flipper. And, damn, Easy Rider.
You know, on the clock. And I'm on clock.
Just
right
jumped
now.
Up in here. Yeah, that's what time it is, my boy. The job, yeah. Holding it down. And we got the stay-at-home dad out there representing for all the real fathers out there holding down for their badass kids. Well, shit, somebody got to watch you little motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You know, I hate you, boy. You little motherfuckers. You know? That's my dog, Tsunami. Out there chilling, you know what I'm saying? In mariachi land, you know. This is to calm the kids down, you know. This is how we do it. Yeah, we just played the promo for you there, Easy Rider. You know what I'm saying? And where else are you going to hear that? Nowhere. Oh, not bad. All right, here we go. Check this out, man, because you in the nutty news. You in the nutty news. We got a couple of more. We got a couple of
nutty news.
Mo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Shouts out to my Joycey people. I know that's a bad impression, people. Don't shoot the messenger. Figure skating champ, yeah, is charged in drug bust. That's what I'm talking about. It smells like Teen Spirit. Former figure skating champion Nicole Bobek, love that name, has been charged with being part of a Northern New Jersey drug ring. Yeah, the 31-year-old Bobek made her first court appearance Monday by video from the Hudson County Jail. Bobek. Gotta keep saying that name. Who has homes in New York and Jupiter, Florida, was arrested in Florida last week. Yeah, she is charged with conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine in Hudson County. Look here, lady. You might want to leave the dope selling to the dope boys. Because that's not for everyone. You know what I'm saying? And on the fact that you got arrested, yeah.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I'm saying. And we're going to keep that moving. Over here in Sweden, is this our first time in Sweden? No, I think we've been with the Swedes before. All right. I was going to say big ups to them. We've been in the Swedes before. We're in Gavle. G-A-V-L-E. Gavle. Gavel, Sweden, where a caiman in zoo bites the pointing finger. Yeah, they teach you to point fingers at you. Didn't your mama always tell you don't be pointing? Sick. Well, this is why. Teenage girl in Sweden learned the hard way. Some reptiles do not like to be pointed at, especially when the hands are within biting range. Yeah. The girl was bitten Monday by a spectral caiman, a close relative of alligators and crocodiles, at Furuviken Park in eastern Sweden, several hours north of Stockholm. Did we need to know all the fucking map directions and shit? What the fuck that had to do with the story? You know what I'm saying? All that free promo and bullshit, that's what I be talking about, people. Damn. Sneaking promos in and shit, you know? Trying to read the news. What kind of shit is that? I ought to give you an award for that. But I ain't gonna do it. I'm trying to move it on. Oh, look at here.
Move it on.
You know what I'm saying? Alright, we're in St. Louis, Missouri. Missouri, sorry, because some of y'all might be, Missouri, The hell is you talking about? Is you gonna get an award, man? We do give people on the phone awards, two people. You know what I'm saying? Russ Carnahan. Oh, make money, man. Make money. Russ Carnahan voted to close us and other small businesses. A growing number of business owners and taxpayers are mobilizing in a... Yeah, Russ Carnahan voted to close us and other small businesses. A growing number of owners and taxpayers are mobilizing nationwide against the House-approved cap and trade energy bill, which would reduce energy consumption but could raise energy prices and harm small businesses. The revolution will not be televised. It's been blinking along on a giant bakery sign in St. Louis, Missouri.
Let's take a break.
Instead.
Let's take a break. Come on, baby.
No, you can't take no break. Get your ass back to work, boy.
I'm going to take a break so I can holler at you on the phone. I got to take a break.
Oh, my bad. Well, you know. Yeah.
If this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Just don't eat those for lunch. You know what I'm saying? All right, people. Nothing. All right, it's going over here to Aurora. I like to say that. Aurora. Okay. Trenton, New Jersey is your birthplace. What the f*** you doing in Texas then? Try ass out of Texas, Sadie J. Corrupting the damn women's seers over there. That's what you doing, trying to rustle up some women folks. It's all good, homie. That's part of the trilateral commission right there. You know what I'm saying? Homeboy group at Boston. Shot through early, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, so we had the whole trilateral thing going on today. You know, it's official. I better watch out. Aurora, Illinois. Called twice. Covered in barbecue sauce and pickles. Yummy. An Illinois woman told police her car was covered in barbecue sauce and pickles on two consecutive nights. Yeah. The 23-year-old Aurora woman, who was not identified by police, told investigators that her two... Why? She reported something as stupid as that. Told investigators that her 2001 Chevrolet Impala was first covered in condiments July 1st while it was parked in the driveway outside of her family home. Well, sounds like you got some enemies. Yeah. Good thing you didn't have a shit bag at the door. You know what I'm saying? That's the bad thing. They walk out. Oh, I just stepped in shit, you son of a bitch, you kids. Yeah. We don't do that anymore, though. We've grown up now. We've let the other kids do it. All right. North Haven, Connecticut. Man trying to shoot off tree limb. Arrested. I'm pretty sure. And if alcohol or crack wasn't involved, something's wrong there. Yeah. A man who allegedly used a shotgun to try to get rid of a tree limb in his backyard has been arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good old Antonio Chiala, 74, of Nine Cricket Court. I guess they want you guys to go by the house and say, hey, dumbass, stop shooting the trees. Was arrested at his home Saturday morning after a neighbor reported he was discharging a shotgun in his yard, snitches. Fucking snitch bitches. You know, man, neighbor, shut your mouth, man. If the bullets ain't coming through the gate, you don't worry about going on over here, all right? You keep my pot growing out of your mouth and out of your nose. Oh, sorry about that. Yala told police he could not reach the tree limb with a saw. And apparently, he does not know what a ladder is. All righty then. He's 74, people. He obviously just moved to this country and only has recently discovered saws but has not discovered ladders. Yeah. All right. Springfield, Virginia. We're over here in Springfield and not home of Bart Simpson. And, you know, all that. I know y'all might be thinking that. You know, hey, we're in the Simpson home, man. That's cool. No, we're not there. No.
That ain't that word?
¿Cómo está? You speak Spanish? Oh, motherfucker, sound like you speak Spanish and shit. ¿Cómo está, motherfucker?
That one is not on there, though.
Crute?
You want to write that?
All right. Nah, man, I ain't right. I'm reading. Oh, my bad.
I'm a businessman, man. We talking about guap. We talking about money right now, bro.
My bad. What the, you think I'm talking bad. About right now, man?
They said that money get lost.
Oh, what happened? Oh,
yeah,
my bad. I ain't really talking to you. I ain't really talking to you about it. All right, my bad. He called up in the nutty news. All right, people, we're over here in Springfield, Virginia, where relatives of soldier killed in Afghanistan decried lack of coverage amid Jackson spectacle. A day before, New York representative Peter King called Michael Jackson a pervert, unworthy of nonstop media coverage. The aunt of a U.S. soldier killed in Afghanistan on the same day Jackson died asked why her nephew's death went virtually unnoticed while the King of Pop got memorial shrines across the country. Well, who the f*** knows your son? Ain't that your job? Did your son moonwalk, biatch?
God,
all right, you can't compare your son. You know what I'm saying? How you going to compare your son? He wasn't a colonel and shit. Was his ass colonel some motherfucking body? Hell no. Sorry for the death, but I tell you what I will do. You know what I'm saying? Just to show you that I'm not a fucking asshole or anything, you know? Here you go, lady. Yeah. All the fallen soldiers. But you're not compared to the King of Pop, brother. You're not compared to the King of Pop. Mr. Jackson received days of wall-to-wall coverage in the media. Martha Gillis wrote to the Washington Post. She actually took time out to write people. Yeah. Where was the coverage of my nephew or the other soldiers who died that week? Yeah. Probably an obituary if you looked. But not on the front page. Who wants to read about that? That's not cool news to read about. And soldiers, you know how many soldiers get killed every day in war, man? You want that plastered all over the fucking newspaper? Hell nah, woman. I gotta take a special moment out just to get that award, man. Yeah, people, I do my own self-editing here, you know what I'm saying? But hey, I don't have to on this one, yeah.
Piece of sack of shit, nut trash can, scummiest dirtbag.
Bag, monkey pile of shit.
Hell,
monkey shit.
Monkey pilot. Yeah. For real. I mean, after that, it's good. Get double award. I can't tell you how I really feel.
Snake licking, dirt eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat ass, bug eyed, stiff legged, spotty lipped, worm headed, sack of
monkey
shit.
I can say a pile of monkey shit.
Fucking pile of monkey shit. Jesus, people.
Oh,
damn.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't see your son, you know what I'm saying, you know, doing Thriller, Billie Jean, you know what I'm saying, at war and shit. He ain't got a white glove at war, you know what I'm saying? He got a camouflage. Well, they only got gloves at war.
Yeah.
I bet. Hey, if you didn't hear in the headlines, man, this is on a serious note. Ex-football player and football phenomenon, Randall Cunningham's second two-year-old son, died yesterday, Monday morning. Monday afternoon, he was found, they found him drowned in the back, in the hot tub in the backyard of his fucking Las Vegas home. So that is fucking like ending it on a bad note, my bad, but fuck are you going to do about it? You know what I'm saying? Got to give it to you. And the last but not least, man, this is the last one, and we're getting the fuck out of here. Denver, Colorado, for all you Coloradoans, hospital technician exposes up to 6,000 patients to hepatitis C. Damn, that's fucked up. A Denver hospital said Monday it has asked every patient who had surgery there over a six-month period to come in for a blood test amid allegations that a former technician exposed up to 6,000 people to hepatitis C as she fed her painkiller addictions. Christian Diane Parker, 26, is accused of injecting herself with painkillers meant for patients, then filling the used syringes with saline solution.
Wow.
I mean, you gonna get it all the way out of here, man. You about to get it all the way out of here. Oh, that's so fucked up. That is too fucked up. You.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless,
absolutely,
heartless,
yeah,
fat-ass, bug-eyed,
yeah,
stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack
of
monkey shit.
You
got to
set it up, over.
And that would do it, people. Don't forget, Miss Computer Lady got it going on. God damn it, get out of the way. What the hell?
Okay, you good?
I can't see the damn shit.
Oh, man, I just
thought
my hat smelled so good. Oh, shit. That's the sound. Oh, man. I look like a Papa Chulo.
Yeah, you talking about, man.
No, come on,
Miss Computer Lady got Capitol Records' newest recording artist, Bertrill, tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/ Miss Computer Lady. Y'all going to check her out. Big up to Easy Rider, Heaven Lane, everybody else that's up in here chilling on the after hours, man. Thank you. And also feature on today's picks, my homeboy Life After Desk, Mr. Seti J. And it shows at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, blogtalkradio.com/SetiJ. And this is whatever you like, whatever you like, Wednesday, Artist Sugar Bang will be on the show. Artist Sugar Bang. So big ups my dog, Seti, man, you know what I'm saying? And go check out Easy Rider, www.bid66.com. Also, paranormal51.com. And everybody else out there, check out my artist, Mr. John New, JANU, www.myspace.com/John New the Princess. And check out my homeboy Ashwood on www.ashwood.com. And that's how we do it, man.
You want me to say you're going to move it?
And let me get up out of here with the last song.
Hell yeah! Let me hear that. Horny. I know you got that horny track. I'm feeling
horny track.
That new Ashwood. That horny.
Oh, you sent that? Yeah, I forgot to upload. Damn, my bad. Not bad. I do got it though, man. How about we make a toast to get the fuck up out of here, man?
There we go. There
Ashwood. It's Weed Day Wednesday, man. Live at work. Holla. Oh, man, they shut me off right before I could play it. You sons of bitches.
All right, well, play the fight. Casing out old man in front of Coco. Play that shit. That's my shit.
Motherfuckers, man.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Well, fuck, I'll cut you. Your ass about to get leaking. That's what I call for. Your ass about to be leaking.
Yeah. I ain't even upload that one, though. That ain't even uploaded. I got to upload that.
That bitch hard, nigga. I'm talking about that bitch. It's like a movie when I'm listening to it. I be like, damn.
All right, I got to run that back.
Yeah.
I'm walking into the club last night and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because the nigga took two blunts and shit and just walked off. Uh-huh. He just told me. He walked off into the club. And I'm like, wait a minute. I follow a nigga into the club. You know what I'm saying? The security going to stop me at the door now. Chris done, you know, the dude that came outside and said, I'm straight to go in the club now. You know what I'm saying? I can go in the Coco. I'm straight. So I step off in that bitch because I'm going after the dude. The nigga, and like he wanted, you know what I'm saying, jack me up. I'm like, whoa, 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 dog. What the fuck you talking about? You know what I'm saying? The other homeboy's at night. He's straight. Yeah, I walked on in that bitch, you know what I'm saying? But I came back out. And I'm like, man, let me go introduce myself to this nigga because this nigga don't even know me. I'm like, I don't know you. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I stepped to the nigga. I'm like, dog, do you know me, man? I'm like, he was like, nah. I'm like, well, what's your name, bro? He like, blah, blah. I ain't put the name all out, though. You don't get no street fame off me, nigga. Yeah, I was like, well, you know, I'm motherfucker. I'm smelling so good, man. I'm DJ smells so good. He's like, all right. I'm like, oh, apparently you done heard about me, you know what I'm saying? He's like, you know, yeah, a little something. I'm like, well, just to let you know, I'm out here for business, bro, and I ain't out here for personal. I don't know you. You don't know me, so. And whatever I done got everything straight with this club, so I can go in and out the club. You know what I'm saying? I just want to make sure we on, you know what I'm saying, you know, we seeing eye to eye because, you know, apparently you just tried me and shit for no reason. I'm like, What the fuck? He was like, okay, you straight. I'm like, all right, because, yeah, I don't need to be beef with motherfuckers who I don't even know who the fuck you is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't even know who the fuck you is, dog. Like, come on now. Oh, it was straight, though, you know. Everything with everything.
It's so much drama around the world, and I do mean the world.
The world. Oh, got a spot for you, Tuesday night. You feel me? Channel Side Club called, what the hell? Stumps Supper Club. Old VIP hung out there last night. You know the Gemini King?
Gemini King? Nah, who that?
Brother called himself Fahad. Yeah, dude got dreads and shit. Kind of do an R&B reggae type flavor. Well, I know you know Shorty E, though. You know Shorty E, DJ Shorty E, the little white dude. That do little DVDs and stuff like that. And be going back and forth.
I'm putting on my face. Sound familiar.
Yeah, well, that's his night, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And he got open mic night, open mic Tuesday night, you know what I'm saying? So he doing the free drinks, you know what I'm saying, till 12, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, come, but you got to have your edited music, you know what I'm saying, because it's a mixed crowd, you know what I'm saying? So they ain't doing the, you know, fuck your mama, pussy, all that type shit. They ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? So you got to come, but you going to be in front of a different crowd, you know what I'm saying? White, black, Puerto Rican, you know what I'm saying? It's a mix. And it's a good atmosphere. The sound system is awesome. Stage is nice. You know what I'm saying? The shit look real nice. And for videoing, the shit off the chain. So, yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely, I told him I'm going to bring some artists back next week, you know what I'm saying? And we, get it in.
That's what's up. That's what it is. Open mic night. Nobody ain't going to tell me about that one.
Yeah, well, no, he just really put me up on it. That was their first night. You know what I'm saying? Last night was their actually real first night they popped it off. You know, it's going to get the word of mouth to it, you know what I'm saying? And then
everybody
going to hang out, you know what I'm saying? But you need to bring some motherfucking money for the parking because, goddammit, yeah, yes, we'll be
absolutely
getting hit across the head for about $5 on the parking. That's just, yeah, a dollar every half hour. Add that up. You've been there for about 3 hours, you know what I'm saying? If you got there early trying to drink early, you will be out of, let me see, 1 hour. That's $2. Every hour is $2. So 2, 4, 6, 8. You try to be in that bitch all night, you're going to be out about $12 on the park.
Damn.
I ain't even thinking about that. Yeah, so we came in that bitch about 10 o'clock, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then hung out. So go in there, get your song on, you know what I'm saying? Perform on. He be video recording, you know what I'm saying? He got the cameras and stuff set up, videoing and stuff.
On deck.
Yeah, so he, you know what I'm saying? He doing his thing. So I'm going to get at you on the flip side. I'll be in the hood, you know what I'm saying? What time you getting off?
I'll be done, 4 o'clock? 4 o'clock, I'll be done. So I got another car to do. I got at least one more to do. But I got another 2 hours. Another 2 hours, I'll be done. Then head back, work on some music, you know what I mean? When I get back home, get back in the lab. And, man, just excited, man. Shout out to AWOL, too, man. We just finished up his DVD and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Directed by Ash Wood. Shout out to AWOL, just finished that DVD, just dropped the DVD and everything like that. So just working, man. Just, you know, right now it's all about my little man. Shout out to Gregory David Ashwood. That's my son, for all the people that don't know. You know what I'm saying? He's 5 weeks right now. You know what I mean? Gonna see my little man on Friday. And
GDA.
Yeah, man, just trying to get it in, man. Trying to go in.
That's what time it is.
Go in, just living, man. Don't it feel good to be alive? You know what I'm saying? It's a blessing.
Wait, you still on your break?
No. I'm on break. I'm working while because, you know, I work in the details. Oh. Now, so we drive cars and all. I'm in a whip. I'm getting ready to go find this next car. And
I'm about to start working on that. And then by the time I finish that, I'm done. Head to the house. So that's the one good thing about this gig. You know, you can talk on the phone at the same time you work. As long as you're doing your shit. That's why you heard me talking in the background. You know,
I
can call, but, you know, as long as I'm moving right now. So just about hit the next one up. Do what I got to do, because, you know, I'm by myself now, so. I ain't got nobody to help me. I got to, you know, maintain that shit solo now, so. Got to be on my grind, You know what I mean? But it's a good spot, man. Everybody here is family. Everybody here is family, man. We treat each other like family here, so. Good environment, good environment. Got some cool managers, real cool. So, you know, and one of my supervisors, he's fit. He rap. And he make beats. He be going in, so we be vibing like crazy.
All
right. I mean, we have a little music plan. Oh, now I got to find out where this car at. There it go right there. That's my car. You hear that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. Why all of them messed up? What? What's wrong with it? It's fucked up? That shit fucked up? Oh, I mean, he telling us the full detail. Shit, that shit $30 for this damn car. You damn right about that. I hope this shit ain't got doggy heads in it. Because if so, I'm fucked. Let me see. Oh, this shit don't even look that bad. Yeah, well, it is kind of fucked up. That shit for $30, I'll do it.
Yeah, look at that shit like, whoa.
Nah, look at it. I mean, shit, I'm going to do it for my son. That shit, I'll do anything, my nigga. I rake elephant shit for my little man. Real nigga shit. Damn, this shit is filthy. Oh, hell yeah. I'm going to be working on this shit for like 2 hours. For the last 2 hours, I'm going to be on this shit right here.
All right, well, handle your business, because I'm finna get up out of here, you know what I'm saying, and the shizzo, and do what I did.
Hell,
so, you know what I'm saying?
I know we're on the after hours right now, so, yeah, I'll catch you on the flip side, man. I'll probably
yeah,
chirp
me up when you, chirp me up. You know what time it is.
Definitely. All right, then,
yeah.
Wardy. I'll get up with you.
Hey.
All right. One.
little person's point. Hey, little person.